We continue our discussion about wearing a yarmulke. So as we learned in the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim Siman Beis, Sivov, V'layelech Dalar Amos Begilu HaRosh. And as we also quoted the opinion of the Taz, that the Isser of not wearing a yarmulke, Bezman Hazeh, is, as the Taz says, because of B'chukiseyem Lo'isaleichum, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Yud Aleph teaches us that therefore Issa Gomer Medina, there's a total Issa Lias Begila HaRosh for Filo Yoshev Bebeisei. Moreover, that the Paiskim say that even as we discussed in our previous year, that there may be a difference between the din of Koyma Zakufa and Gili Roish, that's only if we're not following the opinion of the Taz. But once we have the opinion of the Taz, that's B'chukaseim Lo Selechu, or as we quoted in our previous year, the Rambam, that's the Shulchan Aruch Harav quotes that Rambam, that the reason you're supposed to wear a yarmulke is because of tznius, then the halacha will be that even for less than dal, you may not go even less than dalar amos without a yarmulke. But now that question comes up, what is the size of the yarmulke? What is the size of the yarmulke that one must wear? So it's interesting. Reb Shlomo Kluger, in the Shaila Shetshuvos Ha'Elef Lecha Shlomo, Orech Chaim, Simen Gimel, makes the following distinction. He says that if somebody has his head completely uncovered, that's usur. Whereas if somebody only has part of his head uncovered, that's a midas chassidus. And with that, he uses, in our previous shir, we quoted the opinion of the Beis Yosef, that it seems that according to the Beis Yosef, the inyan of wearing a yarmulke is only a midas chassidus. And one of the rais was the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, Daf kuf chiyut chesem beis, tasily, I deserve credit, Shloyalachti arba amos begilei rosh. They didn't go arba amos begilei rosh. So it seems that's a midas chassidus. Says Reb Shlomo Kluger, that's not pshat. He says wearing a yarmulke, wearing a head covering, is absolutely mandatory. What the Gemara means to say is that he gets extra credit that he wore a head covering that covered the entire head. And with this approach of the Elef Lecha Shloima, many of the rayas that are brought that wearing a yarmulke is only midas chassidus actually fall away. However, Reb Moshe Feinstein, in his first tshuva, this is in Igros Moshe, Chelek Aruch Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Simen Aleph, says that he doesn't know where Shlomo Kluger got to make this distinction between partial head covering or a whole head covering. If there's a dinner wearing a yarmulke, whatever the yarmulke is supposed to be, that's what the yarmulke is supposed to be, and he doesn't agree to any such distinction. So how big should the yarmulke be? So the Paiskim discuss this question as well. It seems from the opinion of most poskim, it has to be a yarmulke that's large enough that covers most of the hair, most of the head. There are poskim that are a little more lenient, and they take the approach that as long as it's noticeable that you're wearing a yarmulke, that's good enough. So in other words, there are three shiurim in the size of a yarmulke. It seems that Rav Avadya Yosef and Rav Moshe are of the opinion that the yarmulke has to be large enough that it should be noticeable. Other poskim are of the opinion that it has to cover, that wherever you see this person, for whatever angle you're standing, you should see that he's wearing a yarmulke. And others hold that it should cover most of the head. The Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Yud Gimel, Simen Yud Gimel, discusses the Shaila, and he quotes the opinion of Rav Shlomo Kluge that we just mentioned before. He also quotes Rav Moshe, and therefore he paskins that somebody who wants to follow the opinion of Shlomo Kluge should certainly wear a yarmulke that covers most of the head. But he says, as long as you're wearing a yarmulke that is noticeable, therefore, if you're wearing a yarmulke that's noticeable, that's good enough. But he makes an interesting point. He says, and it's very much connected to something that we said in our previous year as well. In our previous year, we quoted a Trumas Hadeshet. The Trumas Hadeshet said that whatever you hold regarding wearing a yarmulke, certainly when you're davening or you're saying a bracha, the obligation to wear a yarmulke, everybody would agree there's an obligation to wear a yarmulke. So therefore, he says that if the obligation of wearing a yarmulke when davening is greater than the obligation of wearing a yarmulke when you're just not davening, and some say eating is in the same category as davening, so he says you should wear a large yarmulke when you're davening, and you don't have to wear such a large yarmulke at other times. And in fact, that may be the source that I've seen people have a yarmulke in their talus bag that they wear when they on Shabbos. Because maybe when they're davening, they want to follow this opinion of wearing a larger yarmulke. Rav Moshe Sternberg Shlita and the Shiles of Tshuvas, Tshuvas van Hugges, Chelek Aleph, Simen Yud Gimel, also has a discussion about the size of yarmulke. And he discusses, as we've discussed earlier, that in the entire issue of wearing a yarmulke, there are a number of elements come together. One is that one is supposed to wear a yarmulke, especially according to the Taz, because of B'chukusayim le'salechu, especially as we've learned, we just mentioned, when one is saying a dovish of a gedusha, you have to wear a yarmulke. And then there's another point that you shouldn't have an uncovered hair, uncovered head, as we discussed, because an uncovered head is a lack of proper Yerushimayim. So he says, if, as we're learning, and the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Vav Amud Beis, Kosi Reishech Ki Heched Tevelach Emso D'Shemayim. So the point of the yarmulke is to bring Yerushimayim. So he says, only a large yarmulke, a chiddush that he says, only if you wear a large yarmulke does that bring Yerushimayim. And I was thinking, what does he mean? Why does a large yarmulke bring Yerushimayim and not a small yarmulke? Because I think, if you think about it, why does a yarmulke bring Yerushimayim altogether? What does a yarmulke have to do with Yerushimayim? So I think the point is that when one is wearing a yarmulke, he recognizes, if it's on his head, he recognizes that he's in the presence of Hashem. So if he recognizes that he's in the presence of Hashem, that brings Yerushimayim. So you have to wear something that you're recognizing that it has some influence on you. And when you're wearing a large yarmulke, that is a recognition. And in fact, he quotes the Chazon Ish that you have to wear a large yarmulke. So he says, L'chatchila, you should wear a large yarmulke. He quotes the Marich, who quotes the Yitav Lev, that the yarmulke has to cover the entire head. And he wants to say that that is the opinion of the Gra as well. But certainly, he says, at a very minimum, you have to wear a yarmulke that is large enough that anybody that sees you recognizes that you're wearing a yarmulke. There's another discussion, which is, Baruch Hashem, less of a discussion nowadays, but it was more of an issue earlier years, and that is somebody who has a job where it's difficult to wear a yarmulke. What is the halacha? So, Rav Moshe, in the Igros Moshe, Or Chaim, Chelek Dalid, Siman Beis, discusses this job, this question, where somebody has a job where it's difficult to wear a yarmulke. He was offered a job. Not only that, Rav Moshe adds another element to that shaila. He says, the person who recommended this individual to get the job works at a place. I work at a place, and I have a friend who needs a job. And I recommended someone for that job, and that person only wants to wear a yarmulke. So not only will that affect his employment, the employment of this new employee, but it'll affect the employment of the referrer, the person who referred that individual. So he says that, given as we discussed in our previous year, many Rishonim and Achronim of the opinion that wearing a yarmulke is only a midas chassidus. Therefore, he says that if it's a hefsid, where you're going to lose your money, where you're going to lose a job, and the other person is going to lose the job. And then Rav Moshe goes into discussion that we discussed in our previous year as well, that even though the Taz says that wearing a yarmulke is in the category of b'chukaseim lo yiseleichun, nowadays, he says, the reason that the akum don't wear a head covering is not because it's a chayt by them. They just don't wear a hat. They don't wear hats and because it's convenient for them. Therefore, you can't consider it b'chukaseim lo yiseleichun, and therefore he says that you could take the job if the only way you could do the job is by not wearing a yarmulke. On the other hand, I saw a tshuva from the Debre Tzina Rav Zatzal in Chelek Ches Simen Mem, where he discusses this issue about not wearing a yarmulke. And he says, he quotes a Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer is a Masecht Nedarim, Daf Lamed Amud Beis. He says, "Bizmanenu makbidim ma'oid ma'oid." Nowadays, we're very, very careful not to go without a yarmulke. And he says, somebody who goes without a yarmulke, he uses a very strong word. It's the Chassam Sofer's word. The Chassam Sofer says, is considered a pesheya. And therefore, he is not prepared that somebody on a regular basis should take a position, should take a job, and not wear a yarmulke on a full-time basis. And if, in fact, says that the person who asked this question, that he was so strong in answering him that he must wear a yarmulke, and he should not take a position that involves not wearing a yarmulke. He says the person accepted his psak, and he sat down with his wife, and they discussed it, and they realized that even though they need panosa, but here we're learning how important it is to wear a yarmulke, and he declined that position, and afterwards he got offered a different position, which actually was a much better paying job. And he was, so he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back properly to those who want to follow his words with Yerushmayim. It seems that even in the times of the Mishnah Berura, this was a issue, and the Mishnah Berura says that wearing a toupee, he says, is uproik misaros af shetfur mebeg the metachtov, wearing a toupee yesh lesser mebnei maris ayin shoyim mishesaros heim v'yesh makilim. So it seems from the Mishnah Berura that the issue of wearing a toupee or wearing a wig depends if it's noticeable. If it's going to be noticeable that this is not this individual hair, we could be more lenient. If it's not so obvious that this is this individual's hair, we have to be, I think, more machmer. The Mishnah Berura in Sifkot Yud Aleph also says that Midas Chassidus requires that even when one sleeps, he should wear a yarmulke. What happened, as we discussed in our previous year, we discussed in this year, what is the halacha if somebody davened or said a bracha, begila harosh? So Rav Moshe in a tshuva in Or HaChaim Chelek Dalid, Or HaChaim Chelek Dalid Simen Mem Sif Yud Dalid, discusses a situation where somebody davened Begile HaRosh. He says that you don't have to redaven. However, he says, much on the contrary, is machmer that you have to redaven, because he considers a tefillah, it's a very big chumrah, he considers a tefillah without davening a toeva. And therefore he says, if somebody is davening and for whatever reason his yarmulke fell off, according to Rav Moshe, normally you're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Here he says you are allowed to be mafsik. The Rav Avadya Yosef disagrees. Rav Avadya Yosef's opinion is that if somebody davened b'shogig without davening, the halacha is that he doesn't have to redaven. There's another very interesting tshuva in the Shalos Tshuvos, Tshuvos van Hoggis, Chelek Aleph Simen Yud Beis, and there is a discussion about saying shalom to someone who's not wearing a yarmulke, because we know that the Gemara says that shalom is one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why the halacha is you're not allowed to say the word shalom in a bathroom. So now the question is, what's the halacha if you're greeting somebody who's not wearing a yarmulke? And as we're learning now, and we keep on repeating, everybody agrees that when it comes to davening or this or that sort, there's a chiv to wear a yarmulke. So if I'm saying shalom, which is the name of Hashem, am I allowed to say it to somebody who's not wearing a yarmulke? So he says that certainly, when somebody says shalom to someone else, under normal circumstances, he's not intending to say the Shem Hashem. Especially, he says, that nowadays in Israel, particularly, where they speak Ivrit, and shalom is the way that they speak to each other, they greet each other. So certainly when people are greeting each other, when they're speaking Ivrit, it's not intending to say the Shem Hashem. It's just the way that they greet each other, and therefore you're allowed to say shalom even to an individual who's not wearing a yarmulke. As we learned earlier as well, someone who is who doesn't have a yarmulke should not use his hand to cover his head. He should preferably use his sleeve or something else, because, or even somebody else's hand, rather than using his own hand to cover his head. Ein aguf mechasa es atzmai.